This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. It's been nearly a year since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The Ukrainian president is considering marking the occasion with a visit to the United Nations General Assembly. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
A senior Ukrainian foreign ministry official says President Volodymyr Zelensky wants to visit the United Nations to address a high-level meeting of the 193-member General Assembly on the eve of the anniversary of Russia's February 24th invasion of his country, if the security situation permits. First Deputy Foreign Minister Emina Zaporova cautioned in an AP interview that many factors need to be in place for Zelensky to come. She cited first and foremost the military situation on the ground and a warning from Ukraine's intelligence service that Russia is planning a very serious offensive in February. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Saturday promised to provide tanks and artillery systems to Ukraine amid renewed missile attacks by Moscow targeting multiple Ukrainian cities for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. China is reporting nearly 60,000 deaths from COVID-19 since early December following complaints it was failing to release data, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
China's government says while the death toll is nearly 60,000, the emergency peak of its latest surge appears to have passed. The toll included more than 5,000 deaths due to respiratory failure caused by COVID and more than 54,000 fatalities from other illnesses combined with COVID since December 8th. The National Health Commission says those deaths related to COVID occurred in hospitals, leaving open the possibility more people may have also died at home. The report also more than doubles China's official COVID death toll to more than 10,000.
By remote, this is VOA News. A 72-seat Nepali passenger aircraft has crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the central resort town of Pokhara, killing at least 32 people. Rescuers are scouring the crash site near the Seti River and are expecting to find more bodies. It's not immediately clear what caused the plane to crash. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry on Sunday condemned as an execution the killing of a Palestinian man by Israeli forces at a checkpoint in the occupied West Bank. The ministry slammed the heinous execution of the 45-year-old who was shot dead by troops near a village north of Ramallah. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to requests by AFP to comment on the incident. A new World Health Organization report is shining a light on the lack of electricity to power medical facilities across the globe. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
The report finds more than 1 in 10 health facilities in South Asia and sub-Saharan African countries lack any electricity access. It adds power is unreliable for half of all facilities in sub-Saharan Africa. It notes electricity is needed to power the most basic devices, such as lights and refrigeration, as well as devices that measure vital signs like heartbeat and blood pressure. It says increasing the electrification of healthcare facilities is essential to save lives. It is important to maintain these systems once they are installed to ensure their reliability and functionality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Australian cardinal who lambasted Pope Francis' papacy, calling it a catastrophe, was laid to rest by the pontiff himself. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The warm song of a Vatican choir filled the air inside St. Peter's Basilica. The coffin of Cardinal George Pell rested at the feet of Pope Francis as he delivered a final blessing in Latin, passing by the coffin in his wheelchair. A staunch conservative, Pell had been critical of Pope Francis's rule and his views on issues such as church teaching on sexuality and the role of women. Pell served as finance minister for 3 years under Pope Francis and set about trying to reform the Holy See's badly managed finances. He later returned to his native Australia, where he was tried on sex abuse charges before his conviction was overturned. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawyers for U.S. President Joe Biden found more classified documents at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, than previously known, the White House acknowledged Saturday. The White House had said previously that only a single page was found there. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.